That was Ben Cherington a little while ago on MLB Network with Brian Kenny, who I like, talking about how the trade deadline and making moves between now and the deadline, it sounds to me like he's saying we almost owe it to the fans because of all the misery, all the agony, everything they've been through. We're right there. We're in the mix. We've won 6-10. We just beat the Reds twice. We've got this great pitching. Yeah, I understand our situation. It's actually that quote that we just played, that soundbite, Chris. It's not all that different from what Bob Nutting said on Friday.
Feels They're like a singing out of the same hymnal.
Yeah, it feels
here.
Like a little bit of a message delivered, perhaps, by the owner to have Ben Cherington saying that after having been a pretty much a trust the process guy. I hope the first part of that clip weighs heavier with him than the second part. I hope the first part carries more weight. Every season is precious in the big leagues. The underlying sentiment there is we don't know if these pitchers will, A, be this good next year, all three of them or four of them.
Yep.
We especially don't know if they will be healthy all through next year like they so far have been. I hope, I don't know about you, but my initial reaction is better to hear this sentiment from him, but I still hope the first part outweighs the second because I've had a different approach. I've had a change of heart in the last several years. From thinking, yeah, why can't the Pirates be the Rays and sustain this almost indefinitely, it seems like, and just be the guys that are always a step ahead to, if you've got a shot to do it, take it. I remember this. I would apologize for this retroactively. In 13, 14, and 15, I'd say, oh, no, hold on to some of those big-name prospects. Let's keep this pipeline rolling. Not anymore. You think you can win it this year? F it. Do what you got to do.
F it.
Do what you got to do.
I have more from Cherington. He was on about an hour ago, and we have pulled those comments from MLB Network, and we will get to all of them later in the show. Donnie is here. Donnie has another double dip. So is Sonny Gray, resplendent in his Marc-Andre Fleury Blackhawks jersey. Was the Mike Piazza Marlins jersey unavailable today? Was the Reggie Jackson Orioles jersey?
I'll tell
at
you
the dry cleaners.
I'll tell
the
you
Fleury
what.
Fleury Blackhawks
if
jersey.
If he showed up,
what a pull!
If he showed up in a Piazza Marlins jersey, I think that would be an all-time.
That
maneuver.
Would bring the house down.
That would be the one right there. He's a jerseys
the
guy.
Pavel Datsyuk,
Phoenix
Coyotes.
Yeah, the Coyotes jersey.
Yeah,
played exactly zero games
when
for
they
them.
They were just laundering contracts for teams. Now the Utah Hockey Club,
which is what it should stay, by the way. Utah HC, be different.
I have, I think, something that you guys will like here to start the show. Because I heard, this was inspired by stuff I heard earlier on. Doran brought it up when he was by himself. I was driving to the gym. The gym, by the way, was a disaster today. I thought I was going to die. There was a moment when I was there where I thought I was going to have to call you guys when I was
say,
at my
guys,
personal
I'm,
trainer.
Guys,
and say,
I'm dying.
Remember that one time you came in after working out at the gym here and said I made myself sick?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I remember.
Remember that
in,
day?
Yeah, I remember that.
Because you pushed yourself too hard?
Yeah, that I didn't like eat something beforehand or whatever, and I just didn't feel good all of a
so
sudden.
So listen to
sure.
what we had to do today, or what I had to do.
Okay.
As many burpees as you can do in 60 seconds.
I just want to stop you right off the jump. I knew.
Sonny, do you know what a burpee is?
I knew burpees. Donnie, did you know burpees were going to be involved? Was your gut telling you burpees were going to be a factor here?
I had a pretty good feeling because those are always like the kiss of death.
Do as many burpees as you can in 60 seconds.
Well, I bet you got to... 10? Maybe 10?
I think more than that, but maybe not many more.
That's going on. So you're going down, kick out, yeah. Come in, up, down, kick out, come in, up.
10-second pause. Oof.
Okay.
Then take like a 15-pound ball over your head, smash it down to the ground, pick it back up.
Keep doing as many medicine ball slams as you can
for
in
60 seconds.
Oh, boy, I'm starting to hate
10
this.
10-second break, and then get on the bike and do a bike sprint for 60 seconds.
Oh, you know who actually would respect this and like this is Dunlap. That's like the stuff they do. That's like a sort
but
of
I
a CrossFit.
I thought he picked up tires and threw them.
Well, they do, but like I'm talking about those 60-second timed things, like doing burpees and doing medicine ball slams and doing stuff like the bike. That's...
I threw up in my mouth and swallowed it. I don't know if you're supposed to do that, but I didn't want to pull a Hunter Green there and just barf all over the place.
Was it a lot of vomit?
No, it was like a spit up. It
like
was like a baby spit up.
Every time I read about an athlete having worked themselves to the point of vomiting, like Andre Agassi used to apparently vomit daily. He would run the hills like near Vegas
was
or whatever.
Was it therapeutic vomiting like Aaron Rodgers?
No, he would just work himself so hard that he would puke. And I always think, man, those guys are just, and women, are made of different stuff. Because if I got near the point of vomiting, I think I'd be like, you know what? I'm done.
So I was driving there and I heard Doran and then I heard Starkey talking about this too. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I have good news and bad news. I think I started with this yesterday.
You did. You did the good news, bad news.
I've got good news, bad news again. I've got glass half full, glass half empty on this. Good news is, I guess depending on your perspective, the good news is I heard that Cherington thinks that if he is going to do one of these all-in Chris Archer-type trades, the guy he wants to do it for is Guerrero.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of these, again, underlying numbers things and analytics things. Pull up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. He has fewer home runs than Andrew McCutchen this year.
And he's on a tear, by the way. He's hit three in his last five games.
Oh, has he? I didn't know
yes,
that part.
He had seven until a week ago.
But, okay, so he's not having his typical huge power season. He's only, I think, 25 years old, by the way.
Correct.
But just not having a great season, but apparently all the underlying metrics still say he's hitting the ball harder than anybody in baseball.
He does hit the absolute snot out of it when he hits it.
Yep. And they know that, and they love that. They think you hit the ball hard, you're going to get rewarded for it more often than not.
Okay? To a large degree, especially with tenured and, players, that's true.
And think about this, too. This is what I was told. Where was Cherington before he was in
Toronto?
That was Pittsburgh.
He was Toronto.
So that was his pit stop after he left the Red Sox. He was working for them.
You mentioned this off the air when we were getting the show ready. You brought this up. You said, I think we should lead with this and everything. And that was the first thought I had. There's Cherington familiarity there. That was his little stop.
And now MLB Network has Tamar Johnson, Anthony Solometto, Quinn Priester, Lonnie White for Luis Robert Jr. is what they're talking about.
By the way, I'd do that deal.
All right. Anyways. Yeah, Donnie, maybe you Guerrero can go back people, and pull this clip.
You know
eventually.
What? Guerrero gets people pumped, though, if they were to do that, even more than Luis Robert Jr., because Guerrero's a name.
Yes, I don't know who Luis Robert Sr. is. I know who Vladimir Guerrero Sr. is. He's in Cooperstown.
He's a guy who would hit baseballs that bounced in the dirt for base hits.
I saw him do that at a game in Montreal once.
I mean, in Guerrero Jr.'s case,
you could get
case,
hot dogs for loonies. That was the deal, because it's like they don't have dollars there. They have the
for
coins.
For loonies, yeah.
Or were they loonies are ones and toonies are two?
You would know. You grew up in,
I forget.
You worked in Buffalo.
Anyways.
Here's the thing about him, though. He's got fewer home runs than McCutchen, but by every metric, the guy is a very above average offensive player still.
All right.
You gotta look at numbers differently this year, because basically everyone sucks at hitting.
Okay, so that's number one, is that if there's someone, if there's, you know, of all these big whales, Moby Dick type trades, that's the guy that
call me Vladimir
Cherington likes the most. Here's the downside of it. Here's the other end of it. Now, you just mentioned Buffalo. I still have relationships with a couple of people who either work for the Blue Jays or are tangentially connected to them. Both of them said the same exact thing to me. And then the same person I talked to yesterday about the Marlins hypothetical trade said, that sounds right. The Toronto people said they if they do get to a point where they're going to trade him, and they're not there yet,
mm-hmm.
but when they get to that point, they want a Juan Soto package back. They want what the Nationals got from San Diego for
which was
Soto.
Basically half the organization.
I think so.
Juan Soto's trade, I'll read it up here. I got it for you. Traded by the Nationals with Josh Bell to the Padres for Robert Hassel III.
How is he doing these days, Rob?
Big Rob Hassel. Big Bob Hassel.
Bob Hassel III.
Bob Hassel's 22 years old in double-A ball.
Okay.
All right.
Bob Hassel.
Yarlene Susanna. Yarlene Susanna is 20 years old.
Is that related to the thing that we would do in church
in
where
Able.
They go, Hosanna? Or was that? Right? Did you guys do that?
Yeah, it's called Hosanna. Yes. It's like in the Catholic Church. How do you get Hosanna from Susanna?
It does not sound
Susanna,
like this guy
Hosanna.
Is in the highest either.
No, he's not. James Wood, also in the minors.
How's Jimmy Wood doing?
Big Jim Wood. He's 6'7". My God.
He is Big Jim Wood.
This guy looks like a stud, actually, in all seriousness. He's only 21. He's in AAA. You ready for this? Dude is hitting .352 this year with a 1,052 OPS.
What position does he play? Do we know?
At 6'7", 234, he is a all positions outfield guy.
Okay.
All three. Okay. Then the other three. That was just the first three. The guys
there's
who have
six guys.
CJ Abrams, Mackenzie Gore, and Luke Voit.
Okay, so Voit flamed out, but Abrams is a really good shortstop.
Abrams would be overall the best offensive player on the Pirates right now, slightly ahead of Reynolds.
And Gore is the Nationals' ace.
So that's a lot. That is a big, big return.
Now, Bell got stapled onto that deal, too, but so
still,
I don't think it would take
really
six guys,
Soto.
But that is a massive deal.
Can they throw in, Biggio's kid or whoever it is, or Bichette's kid?
Biggio's kid already got traded.
That's right.
To the Dodgers.
Isn't Bichette's kid still there?
But Bichette's kid's still there.
Whoa. Hey-o.
And then the last part of this is, and no one knows this part, right? Guerrero has another year left after this. It's arbitration. He's already making $19 million in arbitration. It's going to go up close to $25 million.
Mm-hmm.
Are they willing to pay someone... That would be, even if their payroll goes up to 100, that's 25%
of their payroll.
Of your payroll.
And what you're also saying by even floating, would they be willing to do that, is this. Even if they are, he's here for this year and next, or part of next, because he ain't signing here long term, is he?
No.
So he's a rental.
And a half.
But really, like,
it's a long term rental.
You might be getting the equivalent of one season. Because what would preclude them from?
I don't want to think about them being out of the mix.
Or what if they flipped him when they were in the mix and they felt like they could actually flip him for pitching or
then
something?
Then we riot.
Like that.
I guess would be the answer to that.
Okay. Do you want to know you give me the glass half full and get me? Ooh, this is interesting. And then I think about glass half empty. Neil Huntington did the Archer deal, not Ben Cherington. The Archer deal is the biggest trade they've swung in my adult lifetime, and it blew up in their faces ultimately. I do have like this nervousness about me that if they traded for this guy, they'd give up a lot and he would be merely an average player for them. It would make me uneasy. Even though it's a different guy executing the trade, it would make me uneasy. And Toronto doesn't have the reputation the Rays have had for a long time of don't trade with them because they're trading what they know to be garbage at that point for what they know to be the players they've identified with you. They don't have that rep, but it would still make me nervous. If the deal is like Bubba Chandler, Solometto, Tamar Johnson, because that really is like the minors equivalent, I think, of some of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got to toss in, you know, give me like two more guys. So it's maybe 1 for 4 or 1 for 5, but 3 of the 4 are big names. Would you do it? Guerrero for here. I'll give you the framework. Guerrero for Tamar Johnson, Solometto, Bubba Chandler, and pick a fourth guy who's like, you know, just a lottery ticket, like an A-ball guy who maybe isn't even close to the bigs and might never
get there. Maybe the guy that the Pirates got back in the Brubaker deal, that teenage infielder that was like considered one of the Yankees' better prospects, but not a stud.
I can't even remember his name already.
Delgado?
Sure.
Not Carlos or Randall, but yeah, a Delgado.
Okay, there's your four. Would you do it?
I would.
Assume it. I'll also make it easier.
Yeah, I'll answer it. I would.
Okay.
But, and I think Ben, if left to his own devices, might get to a point where he would want to make that trade too.
But he knows that as you put it, a longer term rental. And he, in the second half of that clip that we played to open the show.
And does he have permission to give, hey, Bob, like, he's going to be a $25 million player next year.
We need to, for this to be worthwhile, we need to have him on the club next year too. Because you figure that what props your window open next year because your offense
and
has
and if you keep a $25 million guy on your roster, do you have to pay Peter to...
Rob Peter to pay Paul?
Yep. And you have to shed other guys for next year to keep that.
I said Bob had done some work, I think, helping his image with people by like basically acknowledging that they sucked at hitting and needed to do something. If the answer to that question internally is pay the man next year, we'll pay him his arbitration, and especially if I see results this year, we're going to go for it to a degree financially we've never gone for it before, you have him for at least 1 year erasing another criticism.